Dude, we're totally drinking beer about surfing this week. Yeah, totally. We're drinking beers from Port Bruin and Stevens Point. Yeah, we even got beers from Six Rivers and Maui, brah. Later, dudes.
Here a mug, there a mug, everybody chug a lug. Here a mug, there a mug, everybody chug a lug. Gary likes a girl's tight black pants. Larry knows he doesn't stand a chance. Carl says hurry up and order quick. Dave gets out.
Let's crack it.
I hope nobody's spitting this beer.
I'm Craftus Erectus almost every week.
There's some beer Darwinism going on.
Beer Coaster Podcast. It's for your learning.
What's up? Welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, dudes and dudettes. This is a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst and mostly American craft beer from coast to coast. And sometimes in between.
Every once in a while, dude.
Yeah. This week, we're drinking beers that have to do with surfing or the beach or something like that, you know? Let's see how long I can talk like this. This is Toby in Las Vegas. Joining me is...
This is your big kahuna of the keg. This is Mike from Boston.
Big kahuna of the keg.
That one I just made up on the fly.
The big keghuna. All right, so enough of that, I guess. So yeah, this week we've been inspired by the Beach Boys, and we're drinking beers that have something to do with the beach, mostly surfing, or I guess a couple of them are surfing. And anyway, summer is here, so we're at the beach drinking some beers.
Summer seasonal show, technically.
Is it?
Kinda.
Oh, it should be, but that's coming up, right?
Oh, a
couple weeks.
I don't think so. Is it
seasonal show?
These are some summer seasonals, aren't they?
No, not mine.
Oh, mine is.
Oh, we don't have a summer seasonal show. We don't even have one.
No, we don't.
Anyway, okay.
So, what you drinking? Except
that. I'm going to ask you, what are you drinking this week?
Oh, okay, fine. Ask me.
Oh, well, first off, we're not doing a fermentation conversation. Each one of us is going to drink two beers each. So we're going to have four beers on the show, but no, Mike and I will not be sharing a beer. So, Mike, what are your two beers this week?
Well,
I'm cheating a little bit
this week, and I'm going with Port Brewing Wipeout IPA. And that
totally,
yeah, and that's from California, dude. And then also, I'm doing a Stevens Point Brewery, and I'm doing their Nude Beach.
Whoa!
And that Wipeout on the Nude Beach, Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Oh wow, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Oh snap!
Because nothing says surfing like Wisconsin.
Well, I've heard that people do surf at the Great Lakes. Yeah. Anyway, the two beers I will be trying are Six Rivers Brewing's Paradise Moon and Maui Brewing Company's Big Swell IPA, because it's totally swell.
I can't wait to start drinking.
Well, you know what, Mike?
Okay. What?
Why don't you get to drinking?
Oh. Okay.
Here we go.
I will.
Grab your board. Hit the waves.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
So, as I mentioned, for my tasting flight, my first tasting flight, I'm going to do Stevens Point, and it's called Nude Beach. This is from Stevens Point Brewery out of Stevens Point, Wisconsin. And this is a...
New Brewery!
Sweet.
That's right, folks.
Can't get enough of those.
Their website is www.pointbeer.com. This is a seasonal brew. It is available April through August. And the ABV on this beer is 5.17. They're very specific with their ABVs. Whoa. And these Midwestern people don't mess around. They're very technical when it comes to ABV. And the IBUs, wait for it, 7. So I'm going to crack it. That's right, folks.
Yeah.
That was a can. Because if you're at a nude beach, you don't want any glass around.
No.
So for malts,
or pop tops.
For malts, they use 2-row, 6-row, crystal, Vienna, red wheat, and white raw wheat. And for hops, they just list Mount Hood.
Hmm.
And it does say that this is like an American wheat style. All right, there we go. Pour it into the glass. It is fizzy and yellow. Quite yellow, much more... it's a lot lighter than it looks on video here. Not that any of our listeners can see us. I got about a pinky finger of head dissipating pretty quickly for a wheat
and
beer.
And if you can see us, that's pretty crazy.
They see us in their mind, man. So, man, this is yellow. On the nose. Ooh, hey, lemon. Lots of lemon and wheat. Almost like a lemon peel too. It's like a lemon oil, lemon zest kind of on the nose. Especially while the head was dissipating, you get a little bit of that, you know, that kind of
fizz.
Of lemon.
Lemon mist.
Some light maltiness too. Grainy but very light. You get a lot of a grainy malts, but there's that lemon in there too. And it almost has a bit of a lagery-ness to it. It's not quite metallic-y, but it's not quite that dry at the end. It's got kind of a lager-like aftertaste to it.
Yeah.
It does have that summer kind of beer feel to it, though. This could probably be just a bit colder. And I wanted to mention, too, because I didn't list it or I didn't talk about it while I was pouring it, but they've actually won a few awards. They've won silver medals at the World Beer Championships in 2008, in 2010, and 2011. And then they won a gold medal at the North American Brewers Associates. And that was in 2009. And then a bronze medal at the U.S. Beer Open. And that was in 2011.
That's fine. I was just going to ask you if this was a new beer. Because I remember not too long ago, maybe within the last year, that the label came across Beer Pulse. And I don't know if it was one of those things where it was a... controversial label or something like that. I could have sworn it popped
it's
up
possible.
On Beer Pulse.
But the thing is the label is just, I mean, it's so bad, you can't really, you can't make anything out. And I'm sure that's on purpose, but it just makes the rest of the artwork look really bad. And it's a shame. I mean, they have a nice logo, but this label's just, I don't know.
The six pack... You know, you'll see it's a, you know, of course it's a lot bigger. So you can see more stuff going on. Maybe that's it. Maybe when they put it on the can that something happened with printing. Is that what you mean?
It looks like it's done on purpose. It's just, you know, the halftone coloration of things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it just doesn't look good.
Hmm.
But maybe, maybe they had to kind of take the artwork and kind of make it look muddy to kind of make it pass, you know, for label approval or whatnot. I don't really know. Let's see. We'll check into that. If I'm going to pair this with anything, I don't know. I mean, I kind of just want like some kind of onion rings or just some fries with like some garlic salt or something like that. Like it's more of like a beer I want with a an appetizer or snack.
Right.
And I do wish it was a bit colder because I think it would make it or appear to be a little crisper. And I think that's what this beer needs. It needs to be cold. Anyway, if you get this, get a chance to get this, check it out. They must be in a higher volume of distribution because, I mean, it's the first time I've seen Six Point Brewery out here in Massachusetts. So they must be on a mission to try to get this to more states. So check them out.
Maybe it's just that Wisconsin is coming up.
It's possible. You never know. Their website is www.pointbeer.com. And they got quite a few offerings, and they got some limited series, as well as these seasonals. They have their year-rounds, and then they have the Whole Hog series, which, is kind of like the Imperials and Doubles and that kind of thing. So check it out. I look forward to maybe checking out some more from this brewery. The Beer Advocate users rate this an 81, which is good. And the Ahlstrom brothers have not weighed in on this beer.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
This is Toby out west for my first beer of the evening. I'm trying the Paradise Moon from Six Rivers Brewery, which is a
new brewery.
New brewery to the show. I've actually been to Six Rivers. It's been a really long time.
Really long time since we've had a Toby's Been There story.
Yes. So Gina and I went there on a camping trip. We were up in Northern California, and we stopped in, had some bomb diggity pizza that made our mouths catch on fire. And I don't remember what beers we drank while we were at the brewery. But
I haven't heard that before. Yeah, it was so awesome. It caught our mouths on fire.
Dude, it was one of those things where it was so hot. It was like locally grown jalapenos or something. We're on this, it's like jalapeno chicken pizza. Mm-hmm. It was burning our mouths, but yet we couldn't stop eating it.
It tastes like burning.
And it was like one of those things where I couldn't stop. And it was so painful, yet it tasted so good. Anyway. I forget what beers we drank while we were at the brewery, but this one is the Paradise Moon. It is a coffee porter. It was formerly known as, or it is formerly known as the Kona Moon Porter.
Ooh. A little copyright infringement there or what?
I don't know, but they just recently changed the name. They're out of McKinleyville, California. They've been brewing since 2000 or 2001, not sure. The ABV on this is 6%. I am going to crack it. It is also brewed with 100% Kona coffee.
Whoa. That's some serious coffee.
Yes. It won a gold medal at the Great American Beer Festival in 2005 in the coffee-flavored beer category.
So I'm assuming, and just because of the awards here, maybe not, but is McKinleyville, is it like Northern California?
Yeah, it's just north of Arcata and Eureka. And the brewer here, Carlos Sanchez, the brewmaster, he used to brew for Humboldt Brewing, and then he moved on to Mad River Brewing. So those are the two big breweries up there that he used to brew for, and now he's at Six Rivers. Ooh. So on the pour, I got a fat finger, about a Yeti finger of head. Very, very dark.
Do Yetis surf?
I bet you they do. Longboards. And can they hang 10? I'm telling you. The head is a tannish khaki color head. Very dark, cannot see through. There's very little brown highlights. A little like a rubyish color with the brown highlight. Anyway, on the news. Coffee. Get like a cake flour, you know, like baking flour. Smells kind of like a chocolate coffee muffin.
Chocolate coffee muffin? That
sounds good. Yeah, with a little bit of orange, a little bit. There's some sort of a citrusiness. Smells yummy.
Probably from the hops, but we don't know what kind of hops they used.
Yeah, I couldn't get any ingredients other than the cone of coffee. Taking a sip,
yeah. Well, you could be trying the beer while your Toby's Been There story is playing in the background.
Pretty thin mouthfeel. Beginning of the sip, there's not a whole lot going on. Middle of the sip, there's this weird kind of sourness. And then in the finish, you get this roasted coffee with like a very bitter roasted coffee aftertaste. A little dry. But yeah, up front, there's a little bit of this weird kind of sour, almost like you know, the baker's chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
How it's, if you get the...
A little bit bitter, even.
Yeah, it's like really bitter, almost to the point where it's not, I don't know. I mean, there is a little bit of a sourness to this. Very weird. Mm. But the aftertaste is pretty nice. You do get a little bit of chocolate, like bitter chocolate, coffee.
I was just looking that you said this place was a restaurant as well.
Yeah, well, I didn't say that, but yeah. I mean, I said that I had the pizza there, but yes, yeah. it's a restaurant, yeah, brew pub.
Saw that. It said at the bottom, it said micro brew and restaurant. What would you pair with this?
I would say this would go good with vanilla cupcakes, you know, with some vanilla icing on top.
Yeah.
Something that's somewhat delicate, not too overpowering. Because I think that this could actually, with the nice coffee flavors and the bitter chocolate and stuff, I think something like that, or maybe some butter cookies, or, you know, I wouldn't go cheesecake or vanilla ice cream or anything like that, because I think maybe with something that's too creamy and too rich, the only thing left over from the beer would be some, like, a little too much of the bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
So,
makes sense. Yeah.
For ratings, there's only been 2 reviews on Beer Advocate from this beer. So it may be because if you look at the old name, the Kona Moon Porter, there's about, I don't know, 100 some reviews, but this one only has 2 reviews, so not enough to generate a...
But it is the same beer, right?
Yes, although there's no picture for this beer on Beer Advocate. It just shows the generic growler. But this is bottled, and I'm not sure when they started bottling this. It says here on the bottle that it's only available on tap at the brew pub, but now available in 22-ounce bombers. But doesn't say, there's no year that it was released. I want to say it was probably released. I just got it in March of this year, 2012. I picked up a bottle when I was in San Diego. So, pretty new. Anyway, Untappd has a rating of 3.49 bottle caps out of 153 reviews. So there you go. SixRiversBrewery.com is their website. Check it out.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast. And don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
Beer drinkers of the world, it's now time to check the headlines. topic.
Okay, so like most of our hop topics, we fly by the seat of our pants this week.
Yes.
And we went and checked the brews paper. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the brews paper link.
That's where we get our stuff.
That's where we get our stories now. So the one we came across is called The Five Craft Beer Personality Types. This is by George Lenker.
Five.
And this is from masslive.com, powered by the Republican of Massachusetts.
What?
The Republican of Massachusetts. Okay. Anyway, so George here goes on to say, George here says, a few years ago he wrote about the difference between beer geeks and beer snobs. He got a lot of feedback, and so he thought, well, you know what? There's actually more types of beer, craft beer people out there than just beer geeks and beer snobs. So he has five.
Well, apparently there's more than five.
Well, yeah. He considers himself to be a beer nut, which he doesn't put in his top five, so he is... He's one of a kind.
Yeah. but yet he knows enough to categorize everybody else.
Yes.
He himself is in a different category onto himself.
Yes.
The beer nut category, but not the beer geek.
Right. Or the beer snob. So he lists them from most positive to the most annoying. So the first one is the beer geek, which is apparently the most positive. Here's what he says about the beer geek. Beer geeks are quirky and funny and wonderful people. I do not consider myself one of this breed, as I am not as fanatical or obsessive as true geeks are. Beer geeks are completists and cannot stand not to try everything that's out there. So they are very fun to talk to and dispense both knowledge and goodwill to everyone around them. They often are homebrewers. They delight in talking about their favorite beers and rarely feel they need to come off the smartest monkey in the brew zoo, even though they often are. They attend numerous festivals and take copious notes more than a few times.
Is being the smartest monkey really, really like some kind of... is that really a good thing?
Well,
is that kind of like being the best of the worst?
Maybe. Maybe that's what he's saying. Well, he says the brew zoo, so whatever.
The brew zoo review.
More than a few times, my beer geek pals have provided me great insights that I otherwise would not have. In short, the craft beer world wouldn't be anywhere near as good without these odd but stalwart creatures.
Oh. The next one is beer populist. Now, after he actually categorized himself as the beer nut, his first line in the beer populist category is, "This is the category I put myself in." So he says, "While we're not obsessive, we really enjoy all types and styles of beer. Like beer geeks, we like to share our passion. But we do so by making craft beer seem, you know, we make it seem accessible." And it says he is less concerned about the technical side of beer and more concerned with, you know, finding different beer styles or, you know, for people, you know, that for the individual palates of people. Because some people may like, you know, some people may really kind of lean towards, you know, wheat beers or be like the really bitter IPAs and that kind of thing. So he, you know, he talks about that, the individual palates. And he also says that he'd also probably like to listen to people talk about beer. And to me, this doesn't seem like it's much different from the beer geek, except for the obsessive, you know, technical information standpoint of it, where the, you know, a beer geek will want to kind of push all that stuff on you and you may not even know, you know, what the hell he's talking about, but he wants to make sure that he's got all that information out at you. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds like he's he's saying, well, a beer populist is somebody who, like a person who's an art lover. Oh, I love art. I love looking at art, and I love hearing people talk about art, but I myself am not an artist. I don't paint. I don't draw. I don't do this and that. Right. But I love to be the outside observer.
And I'm not
going to
tell you about the different techniques of painting right. with oil and or as opposed right. to watercolor, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so it's almost like he's saying, I like to write about it, and I like to hear what people say about it, but I don't really consider myself, I don't need to know all the technical stuff. I don't really care about all the different types of beers. I just like to hear other, I like to be on the outside and enjoying people's, their personal passions for these things, you know, or something
you know,
like
I would
that.
Say it probably fit closer into this category.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. Hmm. What's the next one?
The next one is the beer gourmands.
Oh, the gourmand, eh?
I am very gourmand. These folks are casual craft beer drinkers, might even be seen annoying. Annoying?
No, enjoying, not annoying.
Might even be seen enjoying a Michelob or Budweiser once in a while.
Which that is annoying mean... to the beer populace.
Yes, it's annoying
and
to me,
definitely
damn it.
The beer geek.
That doesn't mean they don't enjoy craft beers. It means they don't care about what beer snobs say or worry about being politically correct in the overall craft beer culture. They enjoy what they enjoy, but they have been adventurous enough to step outside the major industrial breweries' corral. They probably aren't going to be drinking Belgian sours or double IPAs very often, but they have developed their palates to know a great beer when they drink one.
See, now the people that I know... most of the people that I know that actually like craft beer kind of fall into this category. Because I think, you know, there's a much smaller percentage that are like you and I who are, you know, into it. But there's people that you can, you know, give them an IPA or, you know, a wheat beer right. or even nice porter or stout and they can appreciate it, you know.
Right. You know, and you drink those other ones like Michelob and Dos Equis and stuff for the appropriate time. And if you're in a certain mood and you just don't care, you just want to have something that's, you know, like water, just goes down easy and whatever. I mean, I can see that. I don't drink those. I purposefully avoid those type of beers most of the time, only because I'm in the mood for something else. You know, I'm like, no, I want to have something with a lot more flavor. I want to have something like this. But I could see how you're on the beach, it's hot out, you want to crack open a, you know, Tecate or something like that because, I'm on the beach and I'm eating Mexican food.
I had a couple Coronas with a lime over Father's Day.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed them. It was a good summer, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't what I would consider, no, it's not like a big flavorful beer like we're used to, but it's refreshing, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you got to take it for what it's worth.
Exactly.
And whatever. All right. What's the next one?
The next one is the know-it-all. These types are beer geeks with a flaw. They share their knowledge, but with an attitude that doesn't encourage discussion. They aren't necessarily snobs, but they try to hold sway over every conversation about beer and interject. Basically, he goes on and on. This is actually basically an obnoxious beer geek, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's really the only difference here because, he goes to kind of explain a few other points, but that's basically what he's saying is they're not, this particular type, the know-it-all is not good for beer culture, overall.
Right.
What's the next one?
The last one here is the worst of the five, and it is the beer snobs. As regular readers know, I can't say enough bad things about these types. Not only do they make beer aficionados like myself. Oh, now he's a beer aficionado.
Oh, now he's an aficionado. So he's a gourmand aficionado nut.
Populist.
So he's Oh, no. Yeah, he's not a gourmand, right? He's a populist
nut.
Aficionado nut.
Aficionado, yeah. He rolls his eyes. They also turn off potential new craft beer lovers by the incessant need to dominate conversations, tell you why you're wrong to drink certain beers, and generally act like their subjective opinions are objective knowledge. Ayn Rand would be proud.
I can't.
Which type or types are you?
See, now I can't say that I haven't done that before, because I have. I think I've grown out of it, but I've definitely told people that they're drinking the wrong stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, I've given people a hard time for drinking certain beers, only because when they tell me in conversation, like, "Oh, I'm a beer drinker," you know, like, "Hey, do you like hard alcohol? Do you like mixed drinks? Do you like whatever?" "Oh no, I'm a beer drinker." "Oh, you drink beer? Oh, what do you drink?" "Oh, I drink Budweiser. That's all I drink." And then I think to myself, "No, you're not a beer drinker if that's all you drink is Budweiser."
Well, honestly, I think that's maybe some of the biggest beer snobs there are. The ones that are only drink
one thing. Right. But I've learned over the years to loosen up and just, you know, say, "Oh, hey, well, if you like that, there's a local brewery in town that brews a similar style of beer. You should check them out. You might like them," you know, just to maybe get them to try something that's local at least, you know. Yeah. So it's not so much the style of beer, but it's more of like, you know, "Hey,
drink what's made
instead of,
here.
Instead of eating at McDonald's, why don't you go to the, you know, the burger place over here? They've got awesome burgers."
Yeah.
You know, if you like burgers, you consider yourself a burger eater, right? But you're eating McDonald's?
No. Try a local burger.
Go to a local place. They got better ingredients. Yeah. Maybe more expensive, but anyway, you know what we're saying.
We do.
So yeah, check it out. Check out the Brews Paper at beercoasterspodcast.com. That's where we pulled this week's story from. Try and figure out what one of those five you consider yourself to be. We will post this on our website under the Hop Topics section. So not to confuse you here, but if you go to the Hop Topics section, you will see this actual article, because every day we got new stories. So
yes, the Beer Coasters Daily, we will pull stories from the Beer Coasters Daily when we record, but the story that we do pull, we will put in our Hop Topics section every week.
Yeah. So there you go. Ta-da. Check it out.
I'm going to drink now.
We'll be back right after this so Mike can drink.
Peace!
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Yeah, it's my show, you're just drinking in it,
buddy.
That's
true.
Let's go.
Your show, I'm just drinking in it. That's right, it's my tasting flight. And my second tasting flight, I might add. And this is Port Brewing's Wipeout IPA. This is
Cheater.
From Port Brewing Company out of San Marcos, California. Their website is www.portbrewing.com. Californians, this is known as a pizza port. Yep. And there's pizza ports in Carlsbad. There's a pizza port bottle shop. There's one in San Clemente. There's one in Solana Beach and also Ocean Beach.
Yeah, I recently went to the one in Ocean Beach and it's nice. It's brand new. It's a nice spot. It's like a block and a half from the beach. It's awesome.
The ABV on this beer is 7%. I'm going to crack it while I list the ingredients for you.
Oh, you should have cracked it while you were listening to my Toby Bender story.
Oh, sorry. For ingredients, they use, for malts, they use two-row, wheat, carapils, and English crystal malts. For hops, they use Amarillo, Centennial, and Simcoe. And man, this is crazy.
Crazy?
For yeast, they use a crazy yeast. Because it's foaming up like crazy.
This yeast is insane!
The yeast is California ale yeast from White Labs.
Nice. Where's White Labs from?
In California.
San Diego, California.
San Diego, California. I think I use White Labs for... I might have used the same yeast for the beer I brewed with Ty. The Super Alpha Male Pale Ale.
Sweet.
Wow. That is...
Look at that.
At least 3 Yeti fingers.
Yeah.
And it's foamy, it's fluffy, it's got the little... Like jiggles like Jell-O on the top.
Got the Jell-O jiggles. It's got the Jell-O and the jiggles.
It's yellow. It's a little cloudy. It smells really good. It's got a big citrus, hoppy aroma to it. Grapefruit and orange. And
wipe out.
Some very like grassy and piney aromas in there too.
Their website says this one is dedicated to everyone who has gotten up at the butt crack of dawn, headed towards the shores and found it 4 to 6 feet inch offshore, only to find 30 of your buddies have already claimed the peak. The butt crack of dawn.
Right. Oh, this I like the aroma in this beer. Very West Coast IPA kind of smell. And that Simcoe, I think. Is the Simcoe that's got the pininess? So maybe it's more like that Northwestern blend of the Northwestern stuff, too.
Simcoe? I don't know.
Got a very big piney note right now. I'd take a sip, but there's too much head to take a sip through.
You just boom?
I'm going to try taking a sip anyway.
You got to lean back.
Tastes very similar to what's on the nose. It's got some apple skin kind of bitterness. Some little bit of bready malts in there. But there's just a big kind of citrusy IPA, you know. Head's still sticking around. Very fluffy. Kind of an oily, you know, it's like a hop oil kind of flavor to it. It's got kind of a slick mouthfeel, you know?
Yeah.
There's lots of carbonation, but it still kind of has that slickness to it. I'm going to pair this with something. I want something spicy. Maybe some like, or maybe like a sweet spicy thing, like some Thai chicken wings, you know, like a red chili and some kind of sweet chili wings. That's what I'll go with.
Sweet chili wings.
Sweet chili wings. That's right. And I do believe that I've tried the... what did I try from them before on the show? Mongo?
You might have been you that tried the Mongo.
Yeah, we did on the Ode to California issue back in August of last year. I think I did the Mongo IPA. Which I think is the same recipe, it's just a little bigger version. Right? Was it the Mongo was a double? I believe.
Oh yeah, I think so. I think you're right. The Mongo was much more Mongo, bruh.
You get a chance, check this one out. It's from Port Brewing Company. Their website is www.portbrewing.com. Ratings. Almost forgot. Yeah. Again, the Beer Advocate users rate this a 91, and the Austin Brothers haven't weighed in on this at all.
Boo-hoo.
So there.
What about Untappd?
There you have it, folks.
Or do you want to do Pintly? Mike, you seem partial to Pintly. Why don't you just do Pintly?
I'm not partial to Pintly.
Seems like you got a hard-on for Pintly.
Don't pigeonhole me, pal. So, I'll start doing that. Next episode, I'll start doing the Untappd, too. I don't even have
maybe we can
untap this beer here.
Maybe we can do personal selections. Like, if you want to do Pintly, you can do Pintly, bro. Don't even worry about it.
I don't want to do Pintly.
Oh, okay. All right, fine. What, you got a problem with Pintly? What's your deal?
Pushing Pintly on me, you punk.
This week's episode of the Beer Coasters Podcast is brought to you by Pintly.
Now it all makes sense.
Now for the iPhone and Android.
Perfect. Yeah, I don't see a rate. The rating is, 3.61? Is that right?
Are you looking at the website?
Are you
on your app?
Four bottles? It's the website, not my app.
Oh, are you talking about Pintly?
Yeah. No. Untappd.
Oh, they're bottle caps.
It's 4 out of 5 bottle caps, I guess. According to this, though, it says 3.61.
Yeah, 3.61, and then how many ratings?
One rating.
What?
Yeah. There you have it, folks.
You're the first, or you're going to be the second person?
I'm going to be the second person to
rate
this. Yep.
All right.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untappd, Google+, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
For my second tasting flight this week, I am trying Maui Brewing Company's Big Swell IPA. This is big, hoppy, bold, smooth, and hoppy. Did we mention hoppy?
I think they did.
Yes, Maui Brewing Company is out of Lahaina Town, Maui, Hawaii.
Is it Lahaina or Lahaina?
Lahaina Town.
Lahaina Town?
Yes, Lahaina Town. So it's south of Lahaina.
If you say so.
I've actually been there, but when I went to the brewery, it was closed for renovations. That be
Sohaina?
Sohaina, yeah. Whatever. Maui's been...
Kind of like Soho, you can go Sohain.
Yeah, sure.
Sohain.
Maui Brewing Company has been brewing since 2005. This is an IPA. Comes in at 6.8% ABV with 50-plus IBUs. The hops used are Columbus, Centennial, Chinook, Simcoe, Falconer's Flight, and Citra. It's also dry-hopped, and all Maui beers, if they're not on tap, they are canned. And they're almost... By per ounce, the most expensive beer that I've ever seen. Even on Maui, it's like $10 a 4-pack. It's ridiculous.
That's usually what Dogfish Head goes for. If they have 4-packs, it usually goes for like $10.
Yeah, but usually when you go with cans, you tend to think that they're going to be cheaper for whatever reason.
Where you're wrong, sir.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't think that. Cans don't mean poor quality.
Okay, anymore. Now there's a difference between canned beer and boxed wine. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So, lots ahead. Bam.
I see that. Actually, it looks reddish.
It's orangish.
Orangish.
Yeah, just the camera makes it look red. It's very clear, very carbonated. Lots ahead. I got about 3 full fingers ahead. And yeah, it's just orange in color. It's just a nice orange color. The head is very thick and frothy, not dissipating at any decent speed here. On the nose, ooh, nice citrusy, a little bit of grapefruit, a little bit of orange, some earthiness, ooh, a little bit of like biscuity malt. Smells like an IPA, that's for sure. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, very fragrant. one thing I wanted to say, I know, sorry, Mike. One thing I wanted
been there
to
too?
No, I already said that. No, the head brewer used to, he's from San Diego. And he went to, I think he opened Maui Brewing Company. So he's not really a, I don't think he's a Hawaiian native. He's a Howley.
The Howley?
Garrett Marrero from San Diego. One of the, I just wanted to read his little quote. His favorite quote is, "Bad people drink bad beer. You almost never see an empty bottle of Roquefort tossed onto the side of the road."
True.
I just thought that was funny.
I never ever see craft beer on the side of the road, but I can't tell you how many times I see Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Do you feel like you're on a beer fari with the warm, dry winds rushing through your hair?
The warm, dry winds. Yes, the 105 degree hot winds.
That's right. You're in Las Vegas. You get that every day.
Yeah. Really nice mouthfeel. It has a nice zippy mouthfeel.
Zippy. There's a new one.
Yeah, but it's not from carbonation. It's from really nice hop. There's a good grapefruit. I think that's the biggest one. There's even a little sweetness, like a little bit of a like a honey sweetness, toasted malt, a little bit of crackeriness, really good hop flavors, a little bit of pine. Yeah, there's even this, like a honey bread, you know, like that Hawaiian sweet bread kind of thing. A little bit of that. Maybe I just have Hawaii on the brain, but there is a little bit of this, like, sweet bready, you know, honey bread kind of thing going on. Mm. Very nice. Very well balanced. I mean, it's not too hoppy. It's not, I mean, it's very clean, it's refreshing. I remember drinking this out of the can and thinking it was very bitter when the first time I had it. And I don't know if it was because that whole thing of drinking it out of the can, it just doesn't seem right. And so you really get a lot of the, like, really forward hops when you're drinking a beer like this out of the can. I don't know. But pouring it into a glass at a decent temperature, it's extremely well balanced. Okay, for ratings, Beer Advocate users gave this an 87, which is good. Nothing from the brothers. Untapped, out of 1,416 reviews, 3.61 bottle caps. Check out their website, MauiBrewingCo.com. That's MauiBrewingCo.com. And when you're ever you're on Maui and you're around the Lahaina area, yeah, check them out.
Just pick some up, you know.
At $10 a four pack at your local grocery store.
Drive on by to Maui Brewing Company.
Yeah. He was on the guy I was talking about, Garrett Marrera or whatever. He was Marrero. Marrero. Yeah, he was on Drinking Made Easy.
Speaking of television shows. Yeah. Have beer in that. I watched Iron Chef just recently, and they didn't advertise it, but you could see they were using 6 Points craft beer in their in the brew. Yeah,
sweet.
And they were cooking. I said in the brew, but they were cooking the beer batter for something. I think it was like fish and chips for, I think the secret ingredient was cod.
Nice.
I mean haddock, sorry, which is a cousin. Cod's cousin. Haddock.
Hey, this is my cousin Haddock. Hey,
cousin Haddock.
What's up, Cod?
Good. He likes fish and chips.
All right. Next up.
_ Drunk Blonde says,
this weekend is just a blur of sun, beach, beer, boys, and vodka. # what happened to me? Tweet of the week,
yeah! Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coaster's email and hotline.
All right, for Backwash this week, it's all about Rick. From the land of the ice and snow. All right, so, Mike, you take this first one. We have two, have two pieces of Backwash from Rick. Take so this Mike's going to take the first one.
Hate it when you say pieces of Backwash. So this first one comes from Rick. And the subject is Midwest brews. He says, I can definitely hook you up with some Minnesota and Wisconsin brews for the show. If you wanted to do a couple shows for each state, I can... or if you wanted to do a couple shows from each state or certain breweries, let me know. I'm moving next week. I wonder where he's moving. Maybe he's moving to Wisconsin.
Maybe he's moving to Wisconsin.
We know he's from Minnesota.
Yes, we now know he's from Minnesota.
Since I'm moving next week, but once I'm settled, hopefully we can work something out. Oh, and there's another line here because it's another whole page. It says, also, some Midwest beer fest info for you. Iowa Craft Beer Fest on the 16th, which would be past now.
Yeah.
I guess we got this last week. And then he says, 25 Iowa breweries in Des Moines, and... if any listeners go, check out Toppling Goliath. You won't be disappointed. Cheers. So, yeah, it was a brew festival. I don't know if you guys made it or not, but it was a few days ago now.
I want to say he sent this email right after we recorded the show. I want to say it was like last Wednesday or something.
Yeah.
So he just missed it. We, Rick, just to let you know, and I'm sure Tom in LA already knows this. I don't know if Greg in OC knows. But we record usually on Tuesday night. So if you get your emails in Tuesday afternoon, whatever, by Tuesday, that's when we can get it out on that week's show. So just to let you know. If not, you know, it'll most likely be on the next week, so whichever, because we usually do all of the backwash we get. So,
no, unless that's not true.
Unless we slip up and forget,
we just pick our favorite listeners. That's what we do.
Yeah,
we don't do it all. I mean, if we did it all, I mean, it'd be like a 3-hour show.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. What's the next piece of backwash? Oh, that's from Rick, too.
Oh, yeah, it's from Rick. This is via Twitter. And he's referring to our show where we were kind of talking a little bit smack about Untappd a couple weeks ago. And he says, the real conversation about Untappd should be why the beer coasters don't have a badge for us to unlock.
We should retweet that to Untappd.
Well, they were tagged several times in that tweet, so
we'll tag and retweet and send it again.
Yeah.
And again and again. Until they're so sick of us that they're just gonna give us a badge.
Yeah. Squeaky wheel thing, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so
the wheel gets the grease.
That's our backwash for this week. Thanks, Rick. From Minnesota.
Yes. Thank you, Rick from Minnesota.
from the land of the ice and snow. Sorry, Rick, we get confused with the whole land of ice and snow because, you know, Midwest is, you know, very icy and snowy.
All right, everybody, last call.
It's like last call, dudes and dudettes. Pint ratings, Mike.
Ooh,
hit me.
I'm first up on the pint ratings, huh? All right, for Stevens Point, the nude beach.
Yeah.
It was a...
Naked?
It was a decent wheat beer. There's just, like I've had like a dozen wheat beers, you know, very similar to it, you know? I'm going to give it a 3 because, you know, it's very drinkable. I kind of wish it was a little colder. I think that would have made it a little crisper, a little nicer drinkability, I think. But, yeah, I'm giving it 3 pints. For...
All right.
My one word, I'm going to say...
Come on, man. Nude beach, no clothes, somebody getting sunburned on their boobies, somebody getting sunburned on his net. I wonder if there's a lot of nude beaches in Wisconsin.
Doubt it,
huh?
Yeah, not a lot of tans in the land of the ice and snow.
Damn. It ain't like Jay-Z.
I'm gonna call this one base tan. For the...
What does that have to do with the beer?
Absolutely nothing, except it's just my... It's like a base level tan. It's like nothing... special.
Right. Yeah. I
can't think of anything else that describes that.
Base tan. All right. Is it BASS or BASE?
No. BASE.
Okay.
Yeah, BAS, that would make any sense of that. Okay, so for the Port Brewing Wipeout IPA, I really like this IPA. It all the kinds of things that I enjoy about West Coast IPAs. It had the citrus, it had the pine, it had the grassiness, it had smoothness, it had some malt balance to it. It wasn't super bitter. I gotta give this a 4.5. I like this better than the Mongo. I think it was... If I remember correctly, I think the Mongo wasn't as balanced as this one is, which surprises me, because usually a double IPA seems to be more balanced than regular IPAs, at least in my experience.
Yeah.
But anyway, my one word for that is... I'm going to call this one Kahuna, even though it's probably another name for one of the port beers, but... Yeah, I'm Paul. Because it's I think that's a big deal, IPA. Yeah, sure.
Wow. Big deal. Big deal. It's a cool name for a beer. The Big Deal. Kind of a big deal.
It's kind of a big deal.
Alright, for my pint ratings, I'm going with the Six Rivers Paradise Moon. A little disappointing, I gotta say. It did have some nice coffee flavors, but I'm afraid that they got too much of the tannins from the coffee, so something was up with the brewing where they didn't get, I don't know, too many coffee tannins, basically. I'm gonna go with 2 pints.
Too much acidity, kind of thing?
Well, it just, I mean, it was bitter, too much on the bitter side, and almost sour. Yeah. As the beer went along, I liked the last part of it. I liked the aftertaste, because in the aftertaste, you got the coffee, you got a little bit of chocolate, you got some dryness and whatever, but in the middle and towards, you know, it just, too much of this really bitter, sour, thin mouthfeel, just whatever. So I'm going to go with a 2. I think there were some nice flavors in there, but yeah. And my one word is, oh yeah, I also got some like tobacco-iness in there too, which isn't a bad thing.
No,
but it did have a lot of like tobacco smokiness. Anyway, my one word is tanniny.
Oh, how appropriate.
It's very pure coaster of me. Tanniny. And now on to the Maui Big Swell IPA. This is an extremely well balanced IPA.
In a can.
Yeah, in a can. Yeah, it's
show. You're just editing it.
Yeah, it's extremely well balanced beer. I want another one right now. I'm gonna go 4.5.
So I got a 22, so I can have a couple.
It's not perfect, but it's still awesome. And my one word is, oh, I had it.
Wowie.
That sounds good though, Mike. I think I'm gonna steal it from you, Mike, and I'm gonna go Maui Wowie.
Wouldn't be the first time.
No, it wouldn't. That's a good one. I like that. Right. Maui Wowie.
It's 4.5. That's a wow.
Yeah.
Impressive.
For the record, I did have something. I just don't know why I didn't write it down.
Alright.
Maui Wowie.
Carry on.
All right, so those are our pint ratings, and we just want to give some shout-outs for all what's been going down in the last week.
I just want to give a shout-out to Tony and Katie from Beer 411.
Sweet. And Rick, of course. Rick from the Land of Ice and Snow.
Minnesota.
Thanks for all the backwash. Hopefully, we can hook up with some Minnesota beers.
Yeah, we've gotten a couple. As you've noticed, if you've been listening, that we've got a couple Midwestern beers. That I'm assuming that some of these Midwestern breweries are starting to get a little more gung-ho in their distribution, because I've seen more available now than I have in the past couple of years. So.
Oh, hey, Mike, I just had a beer from Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been looking for beers from Florida and Carolinas. I have a tough time getting those up here.
Saint Somewhere is the one that I had.
That mean you don't know where, or is actually Saint Somewhere?
No, Saint Somewhere, that's it. They're out of Florida. Hmm. So look into it if you see them. They only have like 3 or 4 different ones. I think they do Belgian. The one I had was a Saison, so... Anyway, we might go with Saint Somewhere for our upcoming All Saints show. So.
Anything but Landshark Lager.
Yeah. Cool. So yeah, that's it. That's our show. That's our Surfing Beer Fari show. We'll see you next week where we are going blue. That's a little hint for you. See you next week.
Yeah. A reminder to all our listeners, it's your show. We're just drinking it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm going to cheers with a can.
You can't cheers with a can. It doesn't sound right.
Can in a glass. There you go. BeerCoastersPodcast.com. Check it out. See you next week. See ya. We'll be right back. Got the jello jiggles. It's got the jello and the jiggles.
Well, I mean, doesn't the Yeti have to have limited liability as well?
Seems like he got a hard-on for Pintley.